am I doing sitting here? Absurd and correct as a visitor, rigid in this armchair, not daring to so much as cross my legs, waiting for her to appear in the doorway as I once waited, eager yet frightened of her presence, covetous of her every feature and gesture, the way she dressed, a little extreme for a provincial city, and her Madrid accent. She comes back carrying coffee on a tray, and as she sets it down on the table, she sees the dirty diaper and looks away with an expression of annoyance and weariness.
I forgot the sugar. I don't know where my head is.
She takes away the diaper, the pacifier, and the blender, and I hear her say something to the little boy who has stopped crying, and she appears again, smiling with a look of sorry, and brushing a lock of hair from her eyes. Then, as if in a painting, I see her as she was 5 years ago, as precisely as the clear view you get after you clean a cloudy pane of glass. And I think she looks a lot like someone I know, although it takes a while to realize whom. The woman in the travel agency. The Olympia my friend Juan and I are so crazy about. The same foreshortening as she lifts the hair from her face. The same chestnut hair. The large mouth. The line of her chin and jaw. The glint in her light-colored eyes. Just as when I was so much in love with her, I can't concentrate on what she's telling me. I'm too absorbed in the fantasy of love, of the contemplative, paralyzing, adolescent passion that reaches its torturous culmination in impossibility, that nourishes the desire for powerlessness, for the suffering and cowardice of literature.
I left medical school when I got pregnant, you remember? I tried to go back when my daughter was a little older, but then I got pregnant again, and now I'm thinking about entering nursing school. It doesn't take as long. I can handle the assignments. And I'm pretty sure it will be easy to find a job. Imagine, with my experience, they could make me head of maternity.
She gets up because the boy has started crying again, very loud, and when she comes back, he is in her arms. His face is red and his eyes shine with fever. Suddenly I'm jealous, looking at the boy, recognizing his father's features, the man I begged her to leave and come away with me.